Okay, welcome to all of you. It's really been quite a remarkable journey. That is the journey of trying to bring practical tools and to bring practical tools to every type. And for so many years in my work, it was so easy to offer practical tools to energy types. As a matter of fact, it was basically self-evident, you know, to be able to provide a generator with a strategy that is response is something that can immediately be tested, tasted, felt, dealt with, and it can have an extraordinary and immediate impact in that sense. It's really something. And when I first began my teachings, and this is something that I've shared with projectors over the years, that when I first began my teachings, it was obvious to me that because I understood the nature of the projector, that it would take a long time to be able to develop the kinds of tools that I could offer immediately to generators. And basically the first 7 to 10 years that I worked in human design, I focused almost exclusively on generators. They are an essential part of the life force of this planet. And if they can wake up, it helps everything else wake up. At the same time, over and over again, as I went through my process of introducing human design and doing, you know, opening evening lectures, it was always so clear to me that I was shortchanging projectors because I didn't have an easy fix for them. I didn't have an easy fix for them at all. All projectors know that. You know, they know that strategy is an interesting concept, but it's not as if it's something that you taste all the time. There's something that is very difficult. And what is difficult is that the human design process is so deeply personal. It's so deeply individual. It really is. And it's very lonely in that sense. You are alone with a very different way of approaching the nature of being. That aloneness is something that can be very uncomfortable. And it can be uncomfortable in the sense of, you know, where am I going? You know, where am I going? Am I in the right direction? Is this really working for me? And of course, when you think about the nature of the generator or the energy type, you know, that is not a dilemma. That is not a dilemma in the sense that there is this constant potential, you know, to be able to deal with the nature of being through your strategy. But it's not the case for a projector. It's not the case at all. You know, you can be invited to enter into a certain career when you're young, and the invitation is correct. And if the response to the invitation is correct, you know, then you enter into something that is correct for you. But it doesn't mean everything in that will be. It doesn't mean that everyone you're going to meet on that track will be. And it doesn't mean that all of them will invite you to make up your mind about them or about their impact on you. And the fact of the matter is that being a projector means that you have an absolute drive within you to integrate with the other. It's simply there. And it's not so much there in the sense that there is a neediness as there is an enormous curiosity. It's really one of the deepest themes that operates through projector, is this extraordinary curiosity. And it's not a curiosity that always is self-evident in the way in which their personalities operate. It is a curiosity that is fundamentally a part of the way their aura works. No other aura has this facility to penetrate to the self or to the identity of the other. I mean, it is the projector's great gift. You know, this dichotomy of being gifted in recognizing and being here to be recognized. And yet the difficulty, the dilemma from the beginning, from the moment that the projector comes out of the womb, is the dilemma of the conditioning field. You know, it's absolutely essential to take in the conditioning. And it gets to a point where it's very, very difficult, extremely difficult, to be able to differentiate between the not-self of what I am, because this is how I've been conditioned, and the true self. Not easy. More than that, when I began my process and focused on generators, it was natural because they are naturally curious about themselves. This is not the case for projectors. It's secondary. You know, their interest, the interest of all projectors, is the fulfillment of what their design is about, which is to fulfill that curiosity, to be able to recognize and see how things work. And yet, while they're doing that, their dependency on the other. What I'm really going to share with you today is a discerning tool. It's a discerning tool. It's the ability to begin to grasp the impact of others on you, in a way in which you can see what is healthy for you and what is not healthy for you. This is something that's so essential. See, everything about what it is to be a projector is about who's in your life. Everything. Everything. And this is not about they're important and you're not. This is simply about it is the reality. You need something to be curious with. You know, it is part of the process. You need those beings in order to recognize and ultimately to be recognized. And yet what they do to you is very, very difficult to actually grasp. Oh yes, there's some obvious things. If you're unemotional and you're dealing with an emotional person, or you've got an open spleen and you're dealing with a splenic person, and all of these things that we know. But in fact, that doesn't really tell you whether to be conditioned by them is valuable or not. I mean, as a projector, conditioning's part of your life. I mean, you know, it's what you're here to experience. It's part of the way in which you taste and explore what the other is. I mean, it's something so important. And yet it has to be the right beings. And yet how do you know? Most of you know that I started a number of long-term training programs this year. And one of them is Rave Psychology. And it was always my goal to be able to do analysis of the passenger, and to be able to do analysis of the passenger at a level far beneath the level of the line, to really understand the underlying themes. And in preparing all of that, I wanted to have the practical experience of what it's like to be able to give somebody that kind of analysis. And so I've been offering for the last several months personality color transference readings. And there was something very interesting about it to begin with, is that those people that were getting involved in that, they were 90% projectors. And it was so clear to me from the moment that I actually got into it, from the moment that I actually started, you know, to do the analysis, that what was emerging was something that was really spectacular. It was a practical tool that could enormously benefit the lives of projectors. It was so obvious to me as it emerged. It's such an interesting thing about the way in which, yeah, things happen. That was not my goal. My goal was simply to give a deeper analysis so that people could begin to grasp their underlying motivations. And suddenly it was so obvious to me, so deeply obvious, what kind of a key this could be. When I want to look deeply into somebody's design, there are really only two things that I look at. I look at the Sun Earth, and I look at the nodes. And it's the bedrock of my kind of overview. Because when I look at that, I really see the story. Obviously, when you're dealing with the sun earth, you're dealing with the cross, you're dealing with profile. But for me, when I look at the sun earth, what I look at is most of what we are. The vast majority of our programming, 70% of the neutrinos we receive, you know, we receive from the sun. It is this sun earth polarity that defines our being. And there are two aspects, there are always two aspects. I am a dualist, this is dualistic knowledge. There is being and there is seeing. You know, the being is there in the sun-earth polarity. And the seeing is in the nodal polarity. And in a sense, when I first began teaching design, I referred to it as the cross of life. That is the sun above and the earth below, and this movement and this vision and this seeing that is there in the nodes. Now, in order to be able to do an analysis at that depth, you have to go beneath the level of the line. Every line can be subdivided by what are called colors. There are six of them. Fear is the first color, and hope is the second color, and desire is the third color, and need is the fourth color, and guilt is the fifth color, and the sixth color is called innocence. Now these are major keynotes, but these six divisions beneath the line, they're very important. First of all, it's important to grasp that they are beneath the line. And the line represents the limitation of the access that we have consciously. So, you know, we are not aware of what is going on beneath the line, but we certainly do, or certainly are, impacted by what goes on beneath the line. This place beneath the line, these colors are about motivation. Motivation. And when I speak of them, I'm only speaking of the personality. In other words, I'm not talking about, if you look at your design, I'm not talking about the left-hand side information, the design information, which has to do with your vehicle. I'm looking at the right-hand side information, who you think you are, what you have conscious access to. And what you have conscious access to, you know, this is where you have conscious access to what you think of as being. And here is what you have conscious access to, the way in which you see. But underneath the line, therein lies these motivations. Let's think about being. If being is driven by fear, one immediately has a sort of sense of that. This is the foundation, this fear. To be driven by fear. And fear is the root of intelligence. To be driven by fear to ultimately become intelligent. It's a motivation. If you have the second color under the line, you have hope. How different it is when being is driven by hope than by fear. Very different. As different as hope is to desire, and desire is to need, and need is to guilt, and guilt is to innocence. You know, it's like when you look at somebody's chart, and you see they've got the same gate and line as you. You can't say, hey, we've got the same thing. How different it will come out. And I can remember in the mid-90s, I was in Berlin, and I was on tour, and I had had a reading booked of a young couple who had just had twins. Well, not just had, they were, I think, about a year old or a year and a half old. And they wanted an analysis of their difference. And, of course, they had very good time. And these identical twins had different color. And the moment you have different color, you have an enormous difference. It was very easy for me to describe, even as infants, the difference between the two of them. This motivation underneath is very, very powerful. It's very powerful. And there is an enormous dilemma to it. Not only do we have this underlying motivation in terms of our being, you know, but we also have this underlying motivation in terms of our seeing, the North Node and the South Node. Think about it. There are 32 possible polarities in the wheel. There are 32 possible ways to see. If everyone who is participating in this right now, if every single one of us had different nodes, you would begin to see that when all of us look at the same thing, we are all going to see it differently. We're going to see it through the different nodes. But more than that, even if we had the same nodes, we would still see it differently if we had different color. If I'm looking through the eyes of fear, I see differently than someone who looks through the eyes of hope. So color is something that's deeply, deeply significant. Now, any of you who have MMI, the Jovian Human Design Software, you can always get the data for your color. One thing to keep in mind about looking at color is that the time span it takes is about 4 hours. Basically, you have the six colors operating every day for about 4 hours each, approximately. So that means that if you have relatively good time and you're not too close to the cusp that leads from one color to the other, the chances are then that you're going to have accurate color. But this always goes back to, you know, the importance of making sure that people have good time. So color. So we have these underlying motivations that are there, underlying motivations that govern the way we see, and underlying motivations that govern the way we are. But then there's a dilemma, and it's an extraordinary dilemma. And the dilemma is about the nature of color. See, color never stays still. It doesn't fix. It's always, always looking for transference. Now, color will fix momentarily. Whenever you operate correctly in any situation, the initiation of that experience will bring you to your right motivation. But the moment that you enter into anything beyond that point, that color is immediately beginning to move away. And where does it go? When you look at the way in which a hexagram is structured, lower trigram, upper trigram, that the first line and the fourth line, through their relationship, they have a special relationship to each other. It's called a harmony. That is the one to the four, and the two to the five, and the three to the six. And because color has a direct connection with line, in PHS these are referred to as chains, because color has this direct connection to line, it follows the same patterns of harmony and resonance. So that color not only affects itself through harmony and resonance, but it also impacts the line, and the line can impact the color. Now think about what it really means to have transference and what an ordeal it is. You come into the world and you have a second color. And that means that you've come into the world to be motivated by hope. Let's say it's about your being. You're here to be a hopeful being. It's what's there to guide you and push you. But the moment that you look at the transference of the two, the transference automatically moves to the five. Automatically. Just jumps. And the moment it goes over to the five, it goes over to guilt. Guilt. Guilt and blame and many other things. So instead of being somebody who's hopeful, you're somebody who's guilty. Instead of being somebody that's full of vision and belief, you're somebody that sees that everything is whether you're conditioned or whether you're conditioning. Very different. You have a totally different being. Okay, so what is this all about? This tool for projectors. I begin with the assumption that you're experimenting with your design. If you're experimenting with your design, then it means that you have an opportunity to be able to just use this information effectively. Now, what does it do? Let's say that you're this person that's supposed to be hopeful. Everything about being a projector is about who comes into your aura. And remember that it is your aura that is so very good at penetration. And at the moment that you meet somebody, there's something very simple to grasp. If your relationship with them keeps you in your hopefulness, everything is just fine. But if these are beings that drag you into the guilt, that drag you over to the fifth color, they're not for you. It's very simple. And it's very important. You see, you're going to have beings in your life, and they are going to move you away from what is your true motivation. It is a form of conditioning that is really, really devastating. I mean, after all, if you come into this world to be full of hope, you're here to be full of hope. You're here to be driven by that hopefulness. And in that hopefulness is great talent. There's a gift in that hopefulness. You know, but the gift never gets unwrapped, because the life is constantly, constantly pulling it over to the other side. And as a projector, you know, you cannot do all these things alone. You have to be in the world. There has to be people in your life. It's essential. But not ones who pull you away from what is here to really move you. It's just a matter of discernment. Think about the same configuration, and we're talking about the nodes. Now, the nodes are the way we see. In other words, it's our slice. You know, it's our aspect of the whole that we can see. It's what they represent. They're very important. See, we're here to see the world the way we were intended to. Only then do we have any possibility of being able to fulfill our purpose. You know, if you're not looking at the world the way you were intended to, you cannot possibly fulfill your purpose. And how you look at the world, you know, this is what your nodes are speaking, is driven by this underlying motivation that is constantly transferring. So let's say that, you know, you have the node in the 21st gate, biting through, the gate of needing to be in control, the gate of the hunter and the huntress. And let's say that that nodal gate of yours, you know, that the color under the line is hopefulness. So you're here to see, you know, the control mechanisms in the world. You're here to see how others are controlled. And not necessarily in any negative sense whatsoever. Because you're here to see the hopefulness in all of that. You know, that there is somebody that can run the ship. But you won't see it that way. You know, you'll see it through the transference of the color. You'll see it through the guilt. You'll see it through the conditioned and the conditioner. You won't see the hopefulness. And it's a kind of blindness. I mean, it really is. It's a kind of blindness. But it's more than that. It's a calling card for you. It's for you to see in them, those, the others, how clear it is, how easy it is for you. You wait. When you look, and it's a very simple thing to do. It really is. It's a simple thing to do. You don't even have to get sophisticated about gates or anything else. All you need to do on the surface, and I'm only talking about the surface, look at your personality, Sun Earth, and see what color it is. You know, and see what the transference is. And look at your nodes and see what the color is and see what the transference is. And then watch it in the people around you. Watch what happens. You're going to be able to divide them up very quickly. You really will. It's just the way that it works. And you see, everything about a projector is that their mastery of the system is their mastery of their human environment. To be with the right beings, it's everything. And yet your strategy doesn't help you. I know. It doesn't. You know, your strategy is there, the invitation is there for things that are generics. But you have to live out all the nuances in between. Riding the, you know, the impact of the conditioning of others to your open centers, to your lack of consistent generating and manifesting. It's so easy to be overwhelmed, both positively and negatively. But what it really does is that it can blind you to what their real impact is on you in your life. See, while you're taking in all that conditioning as a projector, it's very, very difficult to separate yourself. But here you have a key. I mean, you just have a key. You come into the world and you have a first color being. You know, it's your personality, Sun Earth, is a first color. You know, you're here to be driven by fear, which means you're here to grasp the nature of your world. You're here to study and investigate. You're here to be intelligent. And that fear is either going to align you with others that are going to provide security, or they're going to move you away from others to find security. But this is the driving force in your life. And if you're somebody that has a first color, the ultimate reward of the first color is security. Security that is developed through intelligence and experience, but that is the motivator. But if you come into the world with the first color, that's not what you're going to live out. You're not. It's going to transfer to the fourth color. It's going to transfer to need. It is one thing to be fearful, but fear only engenders intelligence. But to be needy is different. It's different. You know, this is a need for the physical intervention of others. And for a projector, this is something that can be overwhelming. To be constantly driven into the influence field of the other. And to need it. And you see, it's just people. You know, it's like having a Geiger counter. You know, and some of them are going to pull you back to the one, and some of them are going to pull you to the four. Yeah. I mean, on the four side, you know, these are the people that will tell the person with the first color, you know, you need to learn, you need to follow somebody else, you need a master, you know, you need to apprentice yourself, you need to dedicate yourself to the other, that's what you need. That's where your future will be. That's fine if you're a fourth color. Even a fourth color can barely handle that, because the fourth color always transfers. It's a tool, and it's a very obvious one. I mean, an obvious one, because you're going to deal with it all the time. And the moment that you're sensitized to it, you see, human design has made it possible to wake up the body. But it doesn't mean that the passenger's awake. The passenger has to awaken with its intelligence. It is an intellectual awakening. The deeper the passenger goes in its recognition, the more profound is its capacity to be able to see and accept what it is to be. I mean, I have an extraordinary respect for the potential of projector recognition. I've watched over the years the involvement of projector students and the depth of their involvement and the intelligence behind all of that. You see, at this level, a projector with its gift of recognizing, it's not an easy thing necessarily for other types, which is why I say that this is of particular importance to projectors. Yes, I know that it can be useful for anyone, but you know, this is what the projector is about, to be able to recognize. And now to have a signpost for yourself. I mean, to be able to, you know, set your honing device, your aura ability, to enter into the aura of the other and to be able to recognize right away whether this one is someone who is going to pull you to what is your true motivation, somebody who will support that motivation, that will help nourish that motivation, rather than somebody that is constantly pulling you away to the transference. And then you can begin to discern. You know, you can begin to see they're not for you, those beings. They're not. They're not. And as a projector, this is everything. You know, I used to make a joke many years ago. I wasn't appreciated much, so I didn't tell it very often, but I used to make a joke about what it's like to have open centers. And, you know, I would always remind people that it's a much deeper process than, hell, even eating them. You know, would you want to eat that person? I mean, would you want to take that person into your body? I mean, it's one of the things to realize about what it is to be open as a projector, particularly open in the sacral. Yeah. I mean, to really understand what you're taking in when you're taking in the other. It's not just a mechanism that's turning something on. It's them. It's them. And it's so easy, nothing easier than to be overwhelmed by the conditioning of the other. But you see, it's what I love about mind. It can be so magnificent as its own worst enemy, you know? Teach the mind something practical like this, and it will help you eliminate the mind's power to create the not-self decision. I mean, the mind, the projector mind particularly, is honed to this. It is as profound an insight as you're going to have into people. And by the way, it won't take you long to get to a point where you can feel it rather than having to hear it. I mean, that's the interesting part. See, the intellectual awakening is about the resonance of logical knowledge going through the brain. You know, it just clicks into place. If there's anything wrong, everybody knows. And the whole thing about these underlying motivations is that we resonate to them deeply. And once you understand how they work, once you understand their impact on you, then you can begin to measure the impact of others on your life. And as a projector, that's everything. It's everything. You know, this is the ultimate responsibility of the projector. If every projector would perfect their human environment, we would have an extraordinary planet. I mean, you know, in the mythos of this age of types, projector and generator are the, you know, they are the holy center of this whole process. And they have a profound, a deeply profound relationship with each other that is yet to emerge. You know, it takes time to develop the awareness to get projectors to a point where not only do they actually live out their design, you know, but they're gifted enough to maintain the integrity of their correctness. And it's this maintaining the integrity of their correctness which is what, you know, this thing is all about. It is about the day-to-day process of the beings that are there in your life. You know, it's the day-to-day process. And in your interaction with these beings, how important it is for the projector to understand that they have to get to a point where they eliminate those forces that are constantly pulling them away from their motivation. Constantly pulling them away from seeing the world the way they were intended to see it. To see it. How different a being it makes you. You know, the whole Maya is the eyes. I mean, whoa, what a mechanism. And we're already so deeply limited in the way in which we can see physically. And then on top of that, we have this 1/32nd of a slice that we're actually able to see. And even in that 1/32nd of a slice, well, you have the distortion of the transference. It's no wonder it's hard to wake up passengers. You know, if you don't see the world, if your being doesn't resonate to its natural motivation, you are more than not self. You know, you're not. It's just a not. And you see, it's not enough for a projector to be able to say, I'm following my strategy and that's going to protect me. It's not true. The strategy is too wide open for that. I mean, a generator doesn't need to know about their color motivation other than for the intellectual awakening of the passenger. Because they have the moment by moment potential of the absolute truth of their sacral. But a projector doesn't have that. And given that projectors are supposed to be at the top of the hierarchy, it's not like they were given no tools or the potential. See, it's people. It's people. I was always concerned in the beginning that I would cause too many broken relationships and be blamed for all of that. You know, I mean, it's not an easy thing to tell adults who have complex lives and relationships that, you know, it probably was mostly incorrect. I mean, sometimes luck and type come together. But I mean, the reality is, and in most cases, it's incorrect. And then you end up in the whoop and wharf of, you know, what you're doing and, yeah. People. It's just people. And the moment that a projector that is here with the gift to be able to see the other, understand the other, and remember something about you as a projector. I'm not just talking about your intellectual tools. Projectors that get involved with any kind of knowledge that attracts them, tend to go very deeply into it. Systems are natural for them. But I'm actually referring to something as well, something much more profound, that is the very way in which your aura works. You know, that it explores the self of the other. And again, the moment that you give the passenger the intellectual grasp to be able to discern, your aura ultimately is going to reflect that. And in the reflection of that aura, you know, your ability to really be able to see and to finally have a signpost that says, I am operating correctly. I'm operating out of my motivation. I'm seeing the world the way in which I was intended to see the world, and don't you try to take me away from that. You know? I mean, this is the thing. You come into the world to see hopefulness. Don't allow anybody to stain those glasses. If you come into the world with a fifth color and you see everything as conditioned and conditioned and conditioner, don't you ever be hopeful. Because it's not what you're here to see. It's not. We are here to see what was given to us. It is our uniqueness. It is our differentiation at a very, very profound level. And you see, it is a gift that you have access to because you have the intellectual tools. I mean, it does not take a rocket scientist to check out the color of your sun earth and your nodes and to just figure out what the transference is. It's not. Even at the simplest level of the six keynote words, it's enough. It'll make an enormous difference. You can fill in all the blanks. I'll give you all the illustrations, by the way. You'll get them tomorrow. It's so important to remember that this is about people. It's why you as a projector are here to know the other. I mean, everything about existence for you is through the mirror of the other that you examine. And here is an opportunity to really be able to break it down so that the only forces that you take in at a deep conditioning level are those forces that stay with you in your correct motivation. And then you see, if you had entered into the whole generic experience correctly through invitation, regardless of what happens to you inside that experience with the beings that are loading you up with their conditioning, as long as the motivation is correct, you will stay on your alignment and you will be correct. It's the whole thing. And it's just people. And this is not about your need now to be able to see somebody else's chart. Do you know what I mean? This is a whole other perceptual level. This is the who you think you are, seeing clearly what they are doing to you. And you will see how strange it is that it's one or the other. You know, it's not like there's middle ground, people. You'll see. And this is the beginning of the projector's work. See, if I was working with a group of 13-year-old projectors, it would be possible to talk to them about building a life with allies that are correct. It would be possible. You know, this is why this knowledge for children is something that's so extraordinarily important. It just is. But when I'm dealing with adults, and when I'm dealing with adult projectors, oh, it's very different. I understand. I have great empathy for what it is, you know, to be in the thrall of conditioning as a way of life. See, the only type that truly is not here to avoid conditioning are projectors. The only type. I mean, everybody else has a natural somewhere resistance to conditioning. You know, projectors, they welcome it. They call it in because this is how they find out about the other. And of course, there's always risks in that. You all know that as projectors. How easy it is to be pulled into that thrall of somebody else's design. This is the perceptual key for you. If you're going to live your life correctly as a projector, ultimately, you will have to realign the beings that are in your life, or you will not succeed. You won't. You know, it's like the 7-year experimental process, this huge transformation that takes place in us cellularly. For an energy type, it is an absolute doorway. For a non-energy type, it is not. It's not. It's so very difficult to go through that process when you are embedded with forces that are constantly pulling you away from the way in which you are intended to operate. You can't get there. And you see, the reason that projectors are placed at the top of the hierarchy in this age is that they are intended to be in the middle of it all and still be correct. To be in the embrace of the conditioning and still be correct. And that is an enormous challenge, because it's a challenge to you in terms of the relationships that you have. And it's risky. It is. See, what I will awaken in you today is something that you will chew on a long time. You truly will. Not always do we want to hear the wrong thing or feel the wrong energy coming from people that we didn't think that's where it would come from. You know, this level beneath the line, it teaches and tells so much. And you see, those forces in your life that are constantly pulling you away from what is your correct motivation. As a projector, you have to understand, there is no liberation for you. There is no intellectual awakening for you until you can eliminate those forces. They don't belong in your life. Every projector, it's here to build its human environment. Actually, every projector is looking for a perfect penta. You know, I mean, for a projector to have 5 correct people in your life, and it doesn't mean they all have to be there at the same time, is something that is very, very important. It is a powerful counterbalance against those forces that will try to pull you away from what is correct for you. Until projectors are actually creating what is viable, motivationally viable environments, human environments, they cannot awaken. I mean, that's the challenge. That's why you have the gift for recognition. You know, that's why the intellectual potential that lies within you to understand and to be able to interpret and implement system knowledge is so profound. Because it means that you really have to know your stuff. And that you really have to have the keys. And that you really have to see that just as the generator can only awaken through the rigidity of its respect of its sacral, that a projector can only awaken with the rigidity of respecting its own aura and what it will allow in. It's all about the other. It's all about human beings. It's all about you recognizing who is a force that pulls you away from your motivation. And you'll be able to tell. And what you're looking at is you're looking at the sun and the earth in the 45-46 polarity, and the north node and the south node in the 38-39 polarity. And it's something really to be clear about, this difference between the being and the seeing. And of course, you can see in this illustration with the sun above and the earth below and the south node to the left, the north node to the right, this configuration of this so-called cross of life. When we're looking at the seeing, I just want to be able to give you an example. You're looking at the 38th gate and the 39th gate. Now, the 38th gate is the gate of opposition, and opposition is the gate of the fighter. So when you're looking out at the world, guess what you see? You know, you see a world where there is a fight, and where fighting is something that is necessary. That is, fight not necessarily in the sense of violence, but fight in the sense of struggle. You know, that one has to really, you know, really get things and fight hard and work hard in the world. And so if you have those eyes, that's what you're seeing. Now, obviously, to see them with different color configurations is going to change the quality of how that is to be experienced. And everything about the way you see is the foundation for the way in which your profile is going to operate. In being able to show you the illustrations now, I can also show you the resonances, or what really is at work here. So let me see if I can change this. Right. Hopefully you all see this change. And here you're looking at this configuration, but we're only going to look at this configuration out of the out of just the sun and the earth. So if you're looking at the sun, earth, you can see below the body graph, there are the two chops. That is, the chop for the 45th gate and the chop for the 26th gate. And you can see both those fifth lines are the lines that are being activated. But when we look to see what the color is, the actual color of this line also is the second color. In other words, this is somebody who is designed to be hopeful, but they're always transferring over to the guilt. They're always transferring over to the fifth line. Now, think about what that actually means for them. It makes life very difficult for them. In other words, that fifth color of transference, if they're not absolutely correct in the way in which they're operating out of their personality, their very personality fifth line, which is in resonance to this fifth line color, is something that in and of itself is attractive as a motivation underneath. How important it is, again, to understand that if you're an energy type, you can deal with all of those things immediately out of your mechanism, but you can't do that as a projector. You know, you don't have something moment by moment by moment that's saying, no, 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 no. You know, I am here to be driven out of my hopefulness. You know, I'm a hopeful heretic. You know, I'm not a guilty heretic. This is the hopefulness that is underneath. And of course, for the projector, you know, it is so easy simply to be pulled away. And the whole point of this is to begin to see that, you know, what the net result of being aware of this, the only thing that it leads to is, you know, the difference that your life can be when the right people are there in your life. You know, this is the whole thing. You know, are the right people there in your life? And of course, if you're somebody who has come into the world to be hopeful, you know, and to be hopeful in your call to others. I mean, think about the fifth line heresy. You're dealing with the 45. You're dealing with a tribal leader. You know, you're dealing with a stability and grounding of the personality that comes from the strength of the ego. You know, this is the line of the heretic. You know, and the reality is in that line of the heretic, you know, that the heretic can be driven in many ways. Many ways. I mean, I'm a heretic and I have a third color. You know, my fifth line is motivated by a third color. Here is a fifth line heretic that's being motivated by a second color. And of course, we need our hopeful heretics. You know? I'm a desire heretic. Instead of being a believer, I'm a leader. You know, so I try to lead heresy, which is what I seem to be doing in my life. But the whole thing about you is seeing so clearly that this is a gateway for you to recognize when somebody is not simply conditioning you. That's not the point. It's not the point. I mean, that's the magic for you to grasp. It's not the point. It doesn't matter that they're conditioning you. You're so different. I mean, it's the beauty for me of what a projector is, that it is so different from me as an example. I'm a manifester. And so different from generators. You know, we have an almost overreaction to conditioning. Where there is an actual conditioning embrace, at least the illusion of it, in the way in which the projector operates, because in fact, they could not exist without that contact with conditioning, because this allows them to explore. When you're designed like that, hard to differentiate. It's difficult. It's hard to tell who's on your team and who isn't on your team. And this is the magic of color and the importance of color transference. It's interesting, you know, when I first introduced color transference in the earliest PHS classes that I did in Ibiza a couple years ago, there was a quality or a sense that this was in fact a difficulty. And that could not have come from anywhere else but me. And it would take me these years to understand that without transference, projectors could never claim their proper place. It's just an interesting thing, a fascinating thing in many ways, because it's actually deeply profound. You know, this is a tool that is, you know, absolutely essential for the projector, and yet can be quite a discomfort in that sense, or an annoyance or a nuisance with others for the projector. This is the thing. Without the transference, you couldn't tell. You couldn't tell. You know, you couldn't feel that pull to the other side. You couldn't end up looking in the mirror and realizing, oh my goodness. You couldn't tell. The transference is in fact really beautiful, because it's the perfect signpost. It's so easy to tell the difference between these harmonies. They are days and nights. They are polarities. They are true dualities. And you can tell. And it's not that you have to hear it in somebody's words. You can hear it in the way in which your conversation goes with them. You can hear it as it comes out of you. Instantly. And you can feel it. You can get to a point where you can just feel the frequency. And it's not one thing. Remember that. See, the whole thing about being a projector is that the aura that you have, its special quality is that it taps into the self. I'm not talking about the identity. The identity is something that you find in the G center. That is, the identity is an aspect that can be open or defined. And you have all of these particular configurations that come out of the G. But I'm talking about self. And the self is the illusion that is created by the magnetic monopole in the G center. This illusion that brings together this whole that's greater than the sum of its parts. And this illusion has an aura. You know, it is literally the quantum field out of which it all operates. And when a projector goes into somebody's aura, they tap into the aura field. Not the person. Not the person's identity, per se. They tap into that larger self, which is why they can handle the conditioning. Thing is that if they're not operating correctly, if they haven't entered into whatever the generic experience is by invitation, then they can be and will be drawn away from their motivation. And when they don't see correctly, you're killing a projector. I mean, you know, you just might as well put them out to pasture and forget it. Everything about being a projector is about seeing. Everything is about seeing. You are here to recognize And yet at the same time, we know that the way in which we're educated, the way in which we are trained, there's enormous limitations on practical tools to see what you need to see. And you need to see who's pulling you away from your purpose. If reaching your purpose means that you are here to be hopeful in this life, that you're here to be driven by the hope of what life can be, anyone who pulls you away from that is pulling you away from your purpose. They just are. Okay, I'm going to try to change this illustration. As it turned out in this particular case, again, what we had is somebody that has the same color underneath, that is the hope, the second color. But here we have this difference in that you don't have the same pull, that is, between the sixth line and the second color, there is only dissonance. There is no real pull in that sense. As a matter of fact, the natural pull, if there's going to be any relationship to the color level out of a sixth line, is to the third color, which is desire. Here, within the seeing, it is going to be much easier for this particular being to discern the difference. In other words, the way they see the world. All of us, almost daily, deal with, discuss the nature of our world, whatever it is, however mundane it is. And it's something to understand about the way in which color emerges is that so often it simply emerges in not simply what we say, but how we say it. And it's this how we say it that is something to attune to acoustically. But here when you're looking at this person's vision, again, because we're dealing with the same theme and so it's easier to grasp, you know, here you have this same, you know, you've got to see the world this way. By the way, it doesn't mean that if you have, you know, a second color for your nodes that you also have a second color for your personality. That's not true. This particular situation was just happens to be the chart that I pulled up. You know, the fact is you could have somebody here who, you know, was here to see through desire. To see a world in which, you know, there are leaders and followers, and that's the way you see the world. You know, and that's the way in which the world has to be seen for you. And of course, in that case, if it was a third color, it would be pulled over to the transference in the same way by these nodes, because they happen to be sixth line. And the sixth color is innocence. You know, I know this so well. I mean, I know it so well. I mean, I'm a third color personality, as I mentioned. You know, so my natural transference is to the sixth color. And I was always saying it wasn't my fault, you know? And, you know, don't put it on me, and I'm not responsible, and I'm just going to do things on my own, and I'm, you know, a real innocent. I did that for decades. Being pulled away from my life. Being pulled away from the way I was intended to be. I mean, the difference for me is so astonishing. You know, this enormous transformation that takes place. Right? And this enormous transformation that takes place when, you know, when suddenly you are aligned to what is your correct motivation. Whether it's about your being or your seeing, you know, you immediately get the advantages that come with eliminating resistance. And for a projector to awaken, you know, this is an intellectual process. It is how deep you grasp the knowledge. And how easy it is for you to take the knowledge and implement it. You know, to perk up your ears and your antennae and your consciousness to these pulls that impact you, that pull you this way and pull you that way, and they're not for you, and it comes back to people. Oh, it takes a lot of courage to realign the people in your life. You know, if you're a generator and you've got the wrong people in your life, it can be annoying, but it isn't going to impact on your nature. You're just going to plow through with your powerful motor, doing your thing through your response. And ultimately, the environment will change over time. But for a projector, you know, there is no overwhelming way to get rid of this. You can't. You can't afford to have beings in your life that drag you away from what is correct for you. You can't. Yet I'm not a fool in saying that I know the risks, I know the dangers, I know the trauma. There are very few adult human beings who are ready to begin their life new. I mean, and it's not because they don't want to. It's because they can't. They can't because it's not on their fractal, or they can't because they're so intertwined in their lives, children, lovers, friends, jobs, whatever the case may be, that there is life on this material plane, and for all non-sacral beings that is always an ordeal because it is not our natural world and our natural state. I mean, to be a projector is to be challenged in its own unique way. And the ultimate challenge for a projector, and I have seen that, I have many projectors in my life and people that I know well, and I see how hard that part is. And most of it is that there hasn't been a sharp enough line, a powerful enough tool to provide the insight that's necessary to be able to discern between this one and that. When you begin to feel those forces in your life consistently pulling you away from your motivation, perhaps, that what arises in you is a recognition that it cannot go on that way. It can't. Not unless you want to surrender fully to a not-self life and forget about the business of fulfilling your purpose or your cross. And of course, it is not an easy thing for me to say when I speak to an energy type. I only talk about mechanics, and I'm only talking about them. And when I talk to a projector, I have to talk about the them, the they, you know, the other. And of course, that's quite a thing. It's an enormous responsibility, and you have to be very clear in that. I invite all of you as projectors to watch, you know, find out what your colors are, look at the transference. I will give you a complete graph that you can pick up tomorrow as part of the download. By the way, tomorrow if you come back to the class, you get a copy of the audio and the PowerPoint presentation that I was using. So I really do. I invite you to begin the process of looking this way and looking at others this way. It's not about making a decision now about this or that, about who belongs in your life and who doesn't belong in your life. It's about seeing now who does what to you, and now that you're aware of it, what that feels like for you. And I think you will discover the beginning of a power in you that you have never had before. And is this power that I hope at some point will emerge in the projector population? You know, this power to be aligned to the right environment, which of course gives them extraordinary power and energy. And it's a win-win because they are deeply effective and valuable in that relationship with the right environment. So for me, this is very important knowledge. And I'm really pleased that many of you, I don't recognize your names. It's nice that you've dropped by for this. But this is something that is really significant. And I think that when you begin to experiment with it, that this will add a very important tool not only in your lives, but in the lives of other projectors, because this is something that I'm going to continue to promote and make sure that as many projectors as possible have access to this knowledge because of its significance. And I will continue to do the transference reading so that people can have a guidance as to a deeper level of interpretation of their own particular purpose and vision within this context. But again, I remind you, like all things in human design, because human design at its core is simple formulas, blocks, built one upon the other, that if you just simply look at the color configuration of your personality, sun, earth, and nodes, if you look at the transference, you know, again, all you have to do in the beginning is just pay attention to the keynotes because they will guide you. And you will be able to sense it right away, and this is the important thing. And then you can begin your process. You can begin your process of always being able to know that you are exactly on the right track. And that is an enormous comfort in this life. And it's a great comfort for a projector. You know, an energy type can have that satisfaction of correctness almost moment by moment. But for a projector, this is a way to have that constant verification. You know, that constant verification, not only that you are correct, but you are finally beginning to exercise your gift as a recognizer, to exercise this gift at a level that other people are simply unaware of, to be the implementers of, you know, a sophisticated level of a system, which is what is, you know, your natural purpose. You know, the purpose of a projector, regardless of the nuance of their particular cross, the purpose of a projector is to fulfill themselves through being recognizers that can guide.